Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today, boy, we are going to be hitting some fireworks. I was watching a YouTube channel, and I was watching a guy named Tucker. Now, I've seen this guy off and on, and you know, and I watch him sometimes. I don't always agree with his perspective. I sometimes think he's one of those guys that is out there to sell whatever. And I was listening to his program tonight. It will be in the links. And when you listen to this guy, look at about the 9:40-ish, 43-ish start. And he makes a comment, which I thought is super, super important and super unusual. He made a comment to the delegates running from Google or some tech outfit. Was like a shadow. He's like an AI. And he made reference to this guy being an AI. And maybe he wasn't even real. And I thought, wow. Whoa. Hold your horses here. Let's go back and watch that again. See, I've been telling you for a while that AI runs the show. AI runs the planet. Entities control the AI, and it runs the show. Now, whether or not you agree with him, what he's saying in regarding to whether this person is an AI or not, that's not the point. So you got to follow the dots here, and you really got to pay attention to the reference of this and what is being said here, and to interpret these words correctly. Whether this person he's talking about is an AI construct or not will remain to be seen. But the point is, in the future, in the not too distant future, you may wind up actually voting for an AI candidate and not even know it. Let me give you some hypotheticals. Because quite frankly, it doesn't take much these days to pull the wool over the general population's eyes. Very few people look at the truth, and very few people live by the truth. So when they're being shown the truth, they don't even know they're seeing it or hearing it. So let's say in this next election, Mr. Trump is running for presidency. And in my humblest opinion, I think the Republicans are going to smoke the whole shooting match this election. I don't think there's going to be a candidate in the Democrats unless they're conservative. And I've said this before, it might even have a hope in hell getting a seat next election. Biden is all but done. He's rapidly declining. And the Democrats apparently are afraid of Sanders. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see the chaos in the Democratic Party system right now. They're so scattered and so broken up and so divided. I think pretty well just blow taps on that party. But that's beside the point. Now, let's say you get a candidate like Sanders running against Mr. Trump, and then all of a sudden they're supposed to meet somewhere and have a debate, and all of a sudden there's an attempt, and potentially maybe a fabricated attempt, but an attempt on one of their lives. All of a sudden now, you would have a postponement of any other delegation meeting anywhere else to have a display or a conversation or a debate. So now it's all going to be done on the television. The Blu-ray, blue beam, technological wonder that goes into your eyes, that you have absolutely no filter on, targets your brain and makes you think and believe that you are dealing with two real people, when in fact, all you're dealing with is an AI construct. Nothing more, nothing less, and it is so lifelike and so close to the reality, you couldn't tell the difference in the flaws or the perfections. Okay, that's all it would take. That's all it would take. Okay, and eventually up the road, you wouldn't even have a living candidate anymore running a country. You would have the machine. Songs are written in the past about the machine. They were talking about artificial intelligence. And some of you are saying, this sounds like a sci-fi, far-fetched, whatever. Is it so far, and is it so far-fetched? When you can now produce an infectious disease through a cell phone by transmitting the proper frequencies to access the nanobiology or the nanobiotech or the nanomotors or the nanorobotics that's inside the body and tell it to construct the protein required to create the infection. Imagine that. Wow. Your phone is your weapon, is your enemy. Imagine you're driving down the street and a tower emits a blue beam frequency, a 6G frequency, not 5G. So I think everybody's got it totally wrong, and as I said this in the beginning, that what I'm seeing going on in China, and I will reiterate this again, leave the Chinese alone. Okay, if you see somebody of Asian descent walking down the street, whether they're Japanese, Korean, Hong Kong, Thailand, South Korean, Philippine, whatever, okay, and Thailand, Vietnam, if you see an Asian walking down the street, do not harass them and harangue them because, oh, they might have a disease. What they've got is a targeting sequence inside their bodies, a time bomb that can be triggered by 6G, a 6G assault frequency. See, 5G is already here. One of the pods I did said it's already been accomplished. That what we're seeing going on in Asia right now is a 6G directed energy weapon assault. They're testing this targeting on their own people. Nobody drops like a stone, unless they've been hit with something of a super high impact. And a virus, really? You're walking down the street and you get hit with a virus. If you got a virus, you're not even able to get out of bed. And I've said this before. So leave these Asians alone. They have enough to deal with. Enough anxiety, they're frightened for their lives, because as you can see on the media up until this point, all that's been being targeted are Asians. Right now, you're safe, but you're next. And you ask, and some people say, well, how can you say we're next? I have been afflicted with nano poisoning. A lot of people now are seeing that they too have been afflicted with nanopoisoning. Not Lyme disease, not Morgellons, not this bullshit, you know, of whatever parasites and all this other crap. You're dealing with a technological, biological agent that's being activated by frequencies. And this is being activated by 5G. What we're seeing going on over there is a 6G assault. Pay attention. Connect the dots. They are already further advanced in the input of 5G in a lot of countries, not just Asia. The United States and Canada are kind of lagging behind. They test these things in those countries once they work out the bugs, and they bring them over here and they hyper-accelerate. That's why the head of the FTC said we weren't going to test anything, because it has already been tested. The Asians have already done the footwork. They've already gone and put in things in place. They've already gone and have implemented the cashless system. How far behind you think we are, and how fast do you think we're going to get caught up? Now here's the problem. Because we are a society that doesn't move so fast anymore, because the Matrix has created this dynamic to keep everybody stupid in the West, now it's going to have a super hyper rapid evolution into this technocracy that I've been talking about for quite some time. And the only people that really will stay caught up on this are the millennials, provided they live long enough to see it happen. But the millennials have never really been educated. They've been programmed. So in their programming, they're able to be more accessible and to be able to more malleable for the integration of this technocracy that they're trying to bring in. People from the era of time I come from are a little different. We were educated. We were probably the last ones to be educated. Not programmed. We were programmed too. They just did us a little differently. The programming came in with television and radio, rock and roll, AM and FM, the networks that were out at the time, and the programming they showed us and the game shows. This is how they initiated the programming that that we currently are dealing with today. And a lot of us have woken up from the programming and are beginning to unprogram ourselves from disattaching ourselves from the program paradigm that we once had full control. You ever go back and watch some of the old shows you were watching when you were growing up as a kid, and you'll begin to see the patterns there. And it's so astounding that this was happening. But like I've said before, we had no idea what was going on. And if somebody had told us back then that we were being brainwashed with television, we would have laughed at them. So this is brainwashing us? How can this brainwash us? We had no concept of frequencies and how frequency activation, frequency integration, nanoparticulates that were already being imparted to us through the food supply and through the pollutants that were in the air. There was a lot of things that they did to us, you know, that we never really paid a whole lot of attention. We just sort of went along with it. They had so craftily seduced us in such a way, we had absolutely no idea that we were seduced and reduced, you know. We had no idea. And we carried a lot of that thinking and those patterns of thinking with us into our adulthood. Choices we made, the decisions we decided for jobs and careers, partners we picked for marriage or families or as a mate. It was all based on that program. That's why everything collapsed, because there was no substantiation or validation or substance to the programming we had. So anything that we attempted based on the program that was given to us at that time just fell apart. The divorce rates were like super high, talking like 90% failure. You know, that never happened before. Mind you, the situations were different, and the way the people were programmed in that time was the end result of the destructions of the marriages and families of those days. But in those days, they were programmed to become militaristic because of the Second World War. Everybody had this war machine mentality. So everything was based on that element. We have not been in control forever. Forever. You know, and I always take it back to the garden with that bloody tree. It was a program operating system and a download. And ever since that program has been downloaded into mankind, We've had nothing, and I mean nothing, but grief and sorrow. And it has caused us to become less and less and less over time. We become diminished. We become weaker. We become dumber. We become completely and a lot easier to seduce and reduce. You look at the earlier generations, they were not that easy to manipulate. They were manipulated. And if they couldn't be manipulated, then what happened was they wound up in a state of war. And so during in those wars, win, lose, or draw, they wound up getting wiped out over a period of time. That's how it was enacted, and that's how it was done. So as time has gone on, they have introduced into all of us the ways and means to further induce control by putting molecular machines inside of our bodies, which we call nanites. But there's another set of molecular machines called quantum dots. And a qubit, for those of you who don't know what a qubit is like a bit that a computer uses for, again, information the rate or the volume of information that a computer can process. Well, a qubit is a rate, is the same concept, but it's like the rate and volume of information that a quantum field can process. It processes information a lot faster and a lot quicker than a regular system. And in a qubit, the atoms in a qubit can communicate with each other. Can now think about that for 1 minute. Atoms can talk to each other. Communicate. And quantum dots are inside your body, so everything is on a molecular level or an atomic level. Because again, a nanoparticle is 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter. We're talking atomic level or atomic size. So when you're talking about things like this, and you're picturing people all around you becoming distorted, mutated, malfunctioning, dysfunctional, you have to wonder what is going on. Now, think on this level as well. Perhaps their physiology on an atomic level is being reprogrammed. I think that might be possible. Something for you to think about. We are talking about things that can get into the cells and into the genetic code and into the DNA, the chromosome code, mitochondria, in your enzyme production, your ATP, your organs, organ DNA, and orchestrate a complete reprogramming of your physiology. The perfect weapon. It's the perfect weapon. You know, when you read all the time on the internet how they're doing things to benefit us, how they're making these things so we have a better drug delivery, a better targeting sequence against targeting tumors and cancers, and these things all sound great. Oh, wow, we're going to put a material inside of our bodies and it's going to go kill the cancer. What else is it going to kill? They forget to mention those details. But what do you see? Oh, it's going to kill cancer. Oh, it's got to be pretty good. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's how they want you to think. That's what they want you to believe. I'm not saying that the technology couldn't do this, but trust, I mean, look around you. Why are they so relentless on the vaccine? I thought we had won this battle way back in the 70s. You know, I mean, vaccines was a dead issue back then. It was almost non-existent. You didn't hear about it for years. And here we are in the year 2020. 50 years later, we're still effing around with vaccines. Can you believe this? And that's an appropriate way of putting it. Effing around. We should have had this nipped in the bud and buried. But instead, it's like a multi-headed hydra. And the more you cut off a branch of its head, two more pop up. Why is this still being perpetuated? Nobody wants to be vaccinated, yet the pharmaceutical companies, the technological companies that are again run by Bill Gates, want to make sure that you get your shot. Because once you get your shot, those quantum dots, see, they've already found nanoparticles in vaccines that don't belong there, but nobody's looked at quantum dots yet. That's coming. Mark my words. Quantum dots will be found in the vaccines. They will have their own little subroutines and programs already in place so that when you inject your child, which a lot of you are going to, because quite frankly, a lot of you don't have enough brains to tie your shoe with Velcro, and I'm speaking of those who are not the ones who are awake, but the ones who may listen to the show and have no perspective of what is going on and how they're being assaulted, and they're in the state of assumption, or in the realm of the assume, making an ass out of you and me. That's the assume realm. But those of you who are seriously contemplating giving somebody a vaccine, I've said this many a time, take the shot yourself, but look at what I'm talking about. It is extreme, very much so. But a lot of things that's being said as innuendo or suggestive in the mainstream media, if you follow that line of thinking, because they make it so that it's so seductive and so conducive to your sense of morality or your sense of consciousness or conscience or your sense of ethics, that's what they're playing. They're playing that card. And so because it sounds right, you don't bother looking for it, because they have programmed you to believe and feel and think in that those realms that I just mentioned. You have an ethical high ground. You have a moral high ground. You know, you have a concept or a belief or an ideology, and which pertain to some sort of compassionate or merciful attitude toward a certain thought process or an opinion. But when you really look at what they're doing and how the manipulations and the diversions and the misdirects are going on and the way they're wording these things, you're not seeing the full spectrum. They're just showing you the blowing sunshine up your ass version. That's what they're showing you. Oh, that sounds. Ooh. Now you're seduced and reduced. And now you've got this firmly implanted in you so that when somebody tells you the truth about the nature of what's going on, you immediately have a retort or defense mechanism kicking in, and you don't even understand why you're defending what you're defending. It's all based on it sounds just about right. Unless you validate, you know, unless you substantiate anything that you're hearing today, you shouldn't follow anything. You shouldn't assume anything. You shouldn't agree with anything. You should first substantiate, then validate, you know. Collect the data, analyze it correctly, follow the dots. What I mean by following the dots, follow the patterns of what they're saying, and then start looking at what they're not saying in what they're implying. Whatever research you're hearing and reading, it doesn't matter what it is. When I look at research, just to give you an example and an idea, I'll look at a research document that's indicating that something has cured something or is working very, very effectively in treating a specific condition. And I don't get excited. I used to. I don't anymore. Because then I further read how they conducted the experiment. What they did. How they did what they did. You know, what and what did they use as a test subject, which can make or break an experiment on its own. Sometimes they'll, just to give you how, this is the stupidity here. You get a rabbit which doesn't eat meat. And you feed it meat. And then you take the blood samples and you do the test on the rabbit and find that when the rabbit ate meat, it had a higher propensity to get, you know, bad cholesterol issues or rancidity in the body. It had a higher propensity for becoming sick, lethargic, diabetes, you know, bad visual, uncoordinated, and inflamed. See, when you see that study, it would immediately make you think, wow, maybe I shouldn't eat meat anymore. You're not a rabbit. Just like when they give dogs chocolate, they say dogs can't have chocolate because it causes infections in their physiology and their biochemistry. Yet we can eat chocolate, we can eat meat. And we don't have the problems that those animals have because we have a different physiology. So when you see these things written down as a test, and these are the test subjects that they've used, then right off the bat you know the tests are flawed. They don't correlate, they don't compensate, they don't validate with anything that has to do with us. This was a study done in an animal that if you gave this animal a diet that was contrary to what it should be normally eating, then it had problems. That's all that proved. Another ridiculous thing about milk, nobody should be drinking milk. You know, the only people that start drinking milk are people. Well, people have been drinking milk ever since the garden. You know, and nobody's ever had health issues with milk at all until pasteurization came into play. I made a comment once about milk and how Africans were drinking 2 gallons of milk a day and they never had any health issues. I had a guy from Africa actually write me and validate that. He says, yes, there's a certain area of people where he was at, and that's all they lived on, and they never had a health problem. What is so, you got to think for a minute, wait a minute. How is it that in Africa, they can drink milk and not have a problem? And yet we drink milk here in the West, and we're all dying from drinking milk. Perhaps the milk they're drinking is still alive and viable. After all, they don't pasteurize. After all, they don't homogenize. After all, they don't, you know, zap their milk with microwave technology. They've done everything they possibly could to defame milk because it's one of the best superfoods you could eat. That truly is a superfood. Not that spirulina shit, not chlorella shit. That's all garbage. But a real superfood is milk and egg. Those are really the superfoods. They're alive, they're vibrant, loaded with protein, loaded with nutrients, loaded with antioxidants, provided they haven't been treated with pasteurization or some other irradiation process. And you can almost live on those things without having to go buy anything else. If someone wanted to be a vegetarian and had access to a cow, a real cow on a real farm, not drinking pasteurized milk, but the cow milk from the farm, you know, give it a tug, put it in the jug and down the hatch, and you drank that and you ate the eggs from that vicinity, you would find that you would be pretty well sustained with what you're eating and drinking. You know, like I told you guys, I make my own cholesterol drink. I have 2 ounces of brandy, I put an egg in there, I'll put CQ10 in mine, vitamin A, BHT, vitamin E, then I'll add 8 different essential oils that I put in there, and then I put the cream in, blend it up, and drink that down. I'm telling you, that holds you almost all day long. You know, and your energy levels stay pretty good. And that's supposed to be bad for you. But they want you to drink omega-3s. Why do they want you to drink omega-3s and not milk? Makes you wonder. Here, have some rancid oil. Put it down. Get it in you. Yeah, this just oxidizes the shit out of your body. Go for it. you know, by all means, get that fish oil and you get that mercury and the cadmium and the chromium and the lead and the other industrial metals that they can't filter out. Yeah, put it in ya. It's rancid anyway. It's all, you know, it's not even, it's only fit for fertilizer. But we'll sell it to you in the health food industry. Oh, what the hell? Hey, we'll make $25 a bottle. Well, these guys don't know what the hell they're eating anyway. Yeah, it's just garbage, but hey, we'll tell them it's healthy. They'll believe it. Basically, it's what it is. It's basically what it is today, you know. And I had a guy contact me. So, what are you trying to say now? We don't need omega-3s. What about our DHA? What about it? You know, I will issue the challenge out up front. I put the formula up before, but I'll repeat it again. If you seriously think that your little omega-3 is doing anything for you other than breaking you down, breaking down your cellular matrix, why don't you go get real cream? Now, if you're in Ontario, Organic Meadows or Harmony are the ones you want to go with. You go out west in Western Canada, there are different places there. In the U.S., unfortunately, you're going to have to buy it from a farm, a Hutterite or an Amish or Mennonite. Because the store-bought shit and it has polysorbate 60 and 80 and it has carrageenan and it has cellulose. The stuff is just, it's just been hijacked. It's just pathetic what they have done in America to their food supply. It really makes no sense that they have poisoned the food supply as bad as they've done it. But get yourself a farm. You know, find yourself a farmer that will sell it to you, because it'll be very difficult to do that too, because a lot of farmers are gun shy. I wish a lot more farmers would grow more testicles and be able to stand up. Anyway, you can get a hold of some real milk, real cream. No chemicals, no preservatives, no stabilizing agents, real cream. Get yourself 2 ounces of brandy, put a raw egg in there. Add whatever essential oil you want in there. You want to really make the brain work good. You might want to consider thyme, bay leaf, rosemary, sage, and savory. You may want to even consider using turmeric as an essential oil in that mix, which it will help. You might want to even use things like bergamot, orange, lemon, tangerine, because they have specific elements that can keep the lipofuscin levels in the brain down to a minimum. You want to add B12 to it, CQ10, iodine, copper, and zinc. You can blend that up I make about 16 ounces of it and I drink it every day. And you may find that your mental faculties will improve. You may find your strength levels may improve. You may find your energy levels may improve. You may find your appetite go down. You may find that your brain is functioning better than it's ever functioned. Don't mix any omega-3 with this. Just do it on its own. Do it on its own. You might be surprised. And you can give this to kids too. So you say, well, what about the alcohol? The alcohol isn't going to be enough to cause any problems. Just give them a little cheese with it or a little egg with it, and they should be fine. The importance of understanding what is going on these days and how they have purposely and perpetually have been wearing everybody down. And the media should be flogged for being silent over these many decades while the powers that be have destroyed the fabric of prosperity, the fabric of health, the fabric of security in anybody's respective country. Don't think because you live in Poland or you live in the Baltic region or you live in Germany or France or Norway or Sweden or Switzerland or Italy or any of those places, or the Caribbean or South America, Australia, New Zealand, you know, Fiji, Philippines, if I've forgotten anybody, Asia, China, Russia, whatever. If you think for 1 minute that you can escape and go to these places, they too are having the same problems. same issues. They may not be broadcasting it or publishing it. When you start talking to people from those parts of the world, you begin to see the full measure of the truth and how this is being done on a global level. This is planet side, is what this is. Planet side is the elimination or the total destruction of the inhabitants of a planet. Planet side. Yay, welcome to planet Earth. Come on down. Meet your entity. Watch your AI take over the planet. Be prepared to have vaccines. Many, many vaccines until we inject so many nano programs into your body that now when we hit a switch, you are fully and completely under our control. You will live and die based on what we do with the switch. That's what we're plus we're under chemtrail skies, which most people are still having problems understanding why they would fumigate the skies. We're under microwave technology, we're under a technocracy where artificial intelligence is running everything. And this is a good day. Some of you are running out now. Oh, where's my brandy? Where's my cannabis? Oh. Some are saying, that's a good day. What's a bad one? A bad day is when you wake up, an artificial standing right outside your bedroom, waiting for you to come out and say, vote for me. That's really a bad day. Every country in the world is going through a transitional change. Every country. And a lot of the old traditional perspectives and ideologies that are still lingering in those respective countries will all but die within the next 5 years. Systemically, the planet is heading at such an alarming rate of speed into this technology without any real study, any real testing to see what is going on. I think in 5 years, if you're not chipped or have some kind of ID to allow you to have access to your own funds, which by that time, the same idea that's going on in China, maybe as well in the United States and Canada. Now think about that for 1 minute. In China, if you decide you want to buy 20 bags of potato chips and they decide that that's way too much for your system, they can cut off your access to your money in a bank. Since they have no cash, everything's done through electronics. Imagine electronics taking over. So imagine you're doing a radio show, you're going outside, you're having a discussion, having an opinion, one that might be contrary to the current status quo of a government agency that you have. And all of a sudden you get a warning on your phone saying that your funds have had denial and access to your funds because you had an opinion. Imagine that. That's going on in Asia. That's going on in Asia. If you act in a dissident form or fashion, they will, come in and shut down access to your phone. You can't even travel on a subway there if they shut down your funds. Okay, it's like the biblical reference about the mark of the beast. Without it, you can't buy or sell anything. Well, guess where that mark might be coming in from. May not be a tattoo like everybody thought. May be a chip, but it's how the chip is going to get there. Imagine they inject a ton of quantum dots into your body, which accesses the energy field frequencies or your body's bioelectric, and then starts initiating a construct of a chip inside your body. Before you know it, you have an implant inside of you. Some of you are saying, well, that sounds really whatever. When I hear people say stuff like that, I laugh. I really do. Because when they do find out the truth, these are the same ones that, will speak Canadian. And very, very, very fluently and in abundance. The idea today that we are living in a realm where your governments actually care about you, that is mystical. All we are in this day of age, all we really are to this system is raw material. I was having a little bit of a discussion with Brian before I did the show, and we're both doing our own independent research, and he found something about magnetic carbon, and I found something about something else along the same lines, but more toward a biological aspect. Because the biology and the technology are now integrated, and they're becoming more so. Anyway, in there, was talking about how with magnetic fields now you can literally nudge the programming in, or you can nudge the particles to do what they want you to do. They can do it with light, they can do it with sound, and they can do it with magnetics. The idea today that these things are something out of a comic book, I wish. Then, if it was out of a comic book, I could shut the book and throw it away or set it on fire. We are in that realm. But now they're talking about what they call totipotency of stem cells, which means you can now make stem cells build whatever you want to build. But when they show you a picture of this, and you'll see it, it looks like they've got nanotechnology already embedded in the stem cells. And they're telling the stem cells to build whatever they want them to build. Imagine that. We've been saying that for how long? Go look up nanomimetics. I have a mimetic page. I'm going to put it on BitChute later on. But go look at that. There's illustrations all up and down in that video. You couldn't tell a biological pathology from a synthetically made one. That's how accurate and good they look. We were seeing something the other day, I forget now what I was talking about in the last show, but they had showed you this illustration of this some kind of cell or some kind of integration, and in there you could see where the nanobots were that were causing this morphology to happen on a cellular level. That's where we're at. And I'm going to tell you something else too. A lot of you may still think that you haven't been hit yet with nanobiotechnological assaults. You're hit every day. Every day. When you go outside your house, when you eat the food you're eating, when you breathe the air you're breathing, you are loading up this tech, you're loading up the assault, and eventually, if you aren't aware of what's happening, you wind up becoming incapacitated because of the pain your body feels. And then when you go to the medical establishment, they will tell you you have a Lyme disorder. The doctors that do the examinations for Lyme, and then there are those that don't want to touch the Lyme issue. Irrespective, when you see this going on, you know, with this interface, this is something that can be now commanded with just a simple frequency. We're all loaded with this stuff, all of us. And having the naivety today of not wanting to accept or acknowledge these kind of things going on. If you took one day and you decided that you were going to look and look for everything that you deal with, that you buy or expose with, that has nanotechnology, quantum dot technology, in the food supply, in the clothing you're wearing, in the soaps you're using, in the shaving creams you're buying, in the nylons you're wearing, in the technology you're dealing with, you'd freak out. And when you start seeing the impact of people around you all of a sudden acting out of character, you have to then start to think, am I changing or are they changing? And if you come to the conclusion that you're not changing, but these other people are changing, then perhaps you might want to wake up just a tad more and start doing some research. Because that means they have turned on the frequencies. Everything is a frequency. So as I said earlier, don't think for 1 minute because you don't seem to have any of the manifestations going on that you won't. There's no assurance, nothing like that. If you think you're some kind of super god and can't affect, you can't, oh no, I'm just, you know, blah, I'm, you know, one with the universe, I'm one with the sun, I'm one with somebody, I'm the one, oh, I'm just, you'll be surprised when it hits you, won't you? That's reality. That's the reality. Okay. We're no longer living in the world of the good old days. And like I said before, the good old days, I don't think were that good either. Now, I've been talking about vitamins as well. And the vitamins that I talk about have the nano in it. And I'm saying not to use these things. Like if you call it, one guy called me about nascent iodine. I said, don't use it. It's a nano iodine. There was a doctor talking about nano iodine. He thought it was good. And I thought he was out to lunch. He obviously doesn't know anything about nanotechnology or nanobiotech. Has no clue. But when you look at nanonutraceuticals are materials that they're putting in with your vitamins that are on a nano scale, like nanosilica, nanotitanium, nanoaluminum, just to mention a few. And the container itself would have this synthetic plastics or whatever they'll pack it in. So again, another thing to add on top of the shelf. So when you're talking nutraceuticals, you need to really read what you're buying, just so that you don't buy something that's going to be problematic. See, back in the day when we were taking vitamins, we had a lot more companies out there even selling multiple vitamins, and some of them were really, really clean. Unfortunately, there is no multivitamin product out in the market right now that I've seen in the local area, even within a 300 or 500 mile range, that has a decent vitamin that is safe to consume. They're either deficient, they either have nanotechnology already into them, they have fillers and binders, or they're all manufactured in labs, and nanobots are put inside with the supplements as they're making them. You really got to read today. Can't just examine and think, oh. You don't have the luxury or the time. Scientists have found a baffling virus with no recognizable genes. It was found in Brazil. When I read that, I thought, my gosh, the clues are dropping left, right, and center today about their agenda is they're getting more and more. More and more. So, you know, the gene here. They have found a virus with no recognizable gene. Wow, you mean to tell me one got out of the lab? One virus somehow managed to get outside of the lab and they can't recognize this gene? Doesn't that make you feel warm, fuzzy, give you a warm, fuzzy feeling on the inside? Doesn't that just show you how competent scientists are today? I was thinking about that before the show. I'm one of those guys that loves science. You know, I have no problem telling people I like science. But, and I've said this before, if God is not the center of the equation, you got nothing. Zero. Now, however way you want to designate God in your ideologies, beliefs, what do you call them, source or supreme being or whatever you want to call them, you know, God has to be the center of the equation. If it's not the center of the equation, you ain't got nothing, and you ain't going to find nothing. See, the way I look at science is when God created everything, he had a sense of purpose for everything he did, everything. And when he made the planet, he made it with us in mind, and he put things here on the planet to sustain and keep us alive and healthy, which the scientists of today are working against God because they are putting things out there to further cause massive destruction on the general population. So when I look at science, I also look at how, in my mind, thinking, all right, God did this. God said, let there be, whatever. We've got these frequencies going on. You got this happening, you got that happening, you know. So why do these things work the way they do? What did God do to make this function? That's how I think. You know, that's how I think. Now, with anything that has antagonized us in regarding to our health or prosperity or whatever, a lot of times that's coming from this what I call the tree program, the download from the tree. Because again, when you start to analyze why things are going wrong, sometimes there is no reason, no real solid reason to find out. It's just happening. Things don't just happen. Okay, they just don't. It's not that they just, you know, something is a cause. There's an effect. So, like I said, I love science in that regard, because when I read some of these journals, then I start thinking in terms of, you know, why is it done this way? Why is it done that way? You know, and how do they do this? And oh, and then you start saying, oh, this is all baloney, because, you know, look at the, it does, what they use and who they use made no sense. It doesn't work. See, and this is where you have to understand, too, in all of this. Science has become a religion today, okay? It's become a religion and almost cult-like. And you have to recognize as well that when they do things, to give you another example, NASA had been dumping lithium in the atmosphere, and you know, when they were asked about it, they were saying, well, they were using it to monitor the weather. Meanwhile, what went up came down. In other words, well, all the lithium they had sprayed up in the sky finally eventually fell to the earth, and they replaced it. So when we're looking at all these things, you got to think, this is how I think. God must have gave us something. Gave us our immune systems, which is being corrupted by this programming. But we're still all alive. So all us being alive, I always say, well, we're under the grace of God. God's mercy has allowed us to stay alive. So then I start to think in terms of, okay, God made all these things on the planet. He created the planet with a frequency. And these people have taken specific elements from the planet and now have weaponized them. So there's got to be something here that God has given us to be able to protect ourselves. See, that's how I think. That's how I go about it, you know. And I'm not opposed to using machines or devices to come up with solutions either. The way I look at that is God made those raw materials, and so all we've done is manipulated the materials to do something that we want them to do. But again, that's how I roll. And when we're looking at everything today, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, a lot of it comes from biblical truths anyway. So I always tell people, if you've never read the Bible, go read it. You might find something fascinating there. And with this AI nonsense and the qubits and the quantum dots and the nano and the frequencies, you really want to see something going on, go look in the biblical references in the days of Nimrod. The days that the tower was being built. You might be surprised at when you read that and you read it correctly. Read it not with a religious theme, but read it correctly. How they were already taken over by some kind of technology that linked every man and woman to each other. They all worked in unison. Controlled by either a device, a machine, or an entity. Something we're dealing with today. Yay, welcome to the planet Earth. Come see what will manifest next. And the thing about baffling with no recognizable genes, well, what lab would that have come out of? Think about that. If scientists are saying in an area that they've never seen, they don't recognize the genes, you know, a virus with no recognizable genes, what is that saying? So let's go back with the God concept. Okay, God has made everything, including viruses. So in other words, they would have genetics and DNA that if a scientist or anybody was studying these things could see and understand. Here you have a virus with no recognizable genes. So you have to think somebody has been screwing around with the genetic makeup of these viruses. And perhaps what we're also seeing in Asia is a direct result of this. A non-recognizable gene that was manufactured and produced maybe by some lab in China, and it was released and made to let go. So that's the world we live in. Check out the links. You know, they'll definitely help you when you look at some of this information. You know, you may find some of it may inspire you, some of it may make you cringe. But either way, you got the truth. What you do with it now is entirely up to you. And speaking of the truth, you got two guys up here as well. You got Brian396 and Aeromac. Both of these guys are telling it like it is, showing it like it is, and explaining it like it is. So if you want, send them whatever financial aid you can. You know, I'm sure they would appreciate it to help them and inspire them to keep on doing what they're doing. You got me as well. I've got my own websites. I've got the Augment and Force site, the BitChute site, the YouTube site. So keep your eyes on BitChute. I'm going to put another video up there. It's already been done in the YouTube, but I'm going to transfer it over. I think it's important everybody understands what a mimetic is, so you don't get sucked in to stupid. You understand what a mimetic can do, okay, and how it can create problems. So anyway, that'll be up there as well. So you'll see it when I get going on the BitChute. All right. Listen, I appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, to your health. Like I said, support Brian if you can. Support Aaron Mac. Yeah, again, you want to send whatever. And if you can't, send money. Not the end of the world. Share the information. Spread the truth as you can see it. All right. Till the next show. To your health.